Okay. So welcome to the Massawan School District Board of Education meeting for June 29th, 2020. Due to statewide prohibition of public gatherings, this meeting will be held virtually and streamed live to the public. Public can visit www.massawanschools.org for information on how to view it. Call to order, 48-hour notice, opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication, the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in public schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
and justice,
liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Sandy.
Mr. Boulderman.
Here.
Mrs. Bassone. Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Fiore. Mr. Halter.
Here.
Mr. Ungolia.
Here.
Mr. Lenhart. Mr. Loffredo.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino. Mrs. Pollock.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
We have a quorum.
For everyone's health and safety, basic coverage must be worn by all passengers and all personnel here.
Guys.
Your cooperation.
Hit the mute button. Okay, mission statement. Massawan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extracurricular opportunities and rich traditions for partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of the audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussing during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Brings us to our first public forum on agenda items only. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event that the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and any group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through a presiding officer to terminate remarks to end or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Pete, do we have anyone?
Nothing for agenda items, no, Gene.
Okay, so that moves us to item 8, which is our public forum on any items on this agenda or not on this agenda.
Yes, we do have public comment. I'm going to call them on speakerphone.
Okay.
Make sure you're on mute. We had some echo when we test ran this, so make sure you're on mute and I'll call the members of the public. sorry for him. Jesse, we may need a hand here.
Did you get a...
Okay, we'll try the next person.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Dettlinger. This is Pete Crawley at the Manasquan Board of Ed. You're on speakerphone with the board. If you could introduce yourself with your name and address, and then you can make your comment.
Okay. Hi, my name is Caroline Dettlinger. I currently live in 2008 Manor Drive in Wolves Township. I'm MES class of 2006 and MHS class of 2010. And now currently a third grade teacher. I don't know what others are saying in these comments, but if you are feeling attacked or criticized in any way, the first thing I want you to understand is that this is not about you. This is about correcting your mistakes, educating our students, and doing what is right. For change to happen, it starts with learning about history, learning about injustices, learning about other people's stories. What we have been taught for years and what is found in textbooks does not include the perspective of BIPOC or LGBTQ plus people. Not knowing this is the explanation, not the excuse. Maya Angelou says, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. We know better. We are lucky to live in a time where this information is out there. There are so many resources available, and most are free. Updating the curriculum is the easy part. It starts with analyzing whatever it is you teach and asking, is this racist? Is this sexist? Is this biased in any way? Then go on to ask yourself, how can I include BIPOC and LGBTQ plus perspectives in what I teach? If we as educators are unwilling to do the research and the work, how can we expect our students to? If you need any help with this, please call me at 732-865-1417. I would love to share what I found in my research. The requests in the letter that was so well written by Emily Montgomery are not outlandish, and in my opinion, 100% necessary. If you are on the fence about any of these things in the letter, ask yourself why. Really ask yourself and be completely honest with your response. Manasquan schools are deeply rooted in tradition and values. The greatest thing I learned from my 13 years in Manasquan schools is empathy. Not just putting myself in someone else's shoes, but attempting to understand their feelings, thoughts, and experiences. Representation and protection of BIPOC and LGBTQ plus people is needed in education so that people can see themselves and so others can see them too. The more we learn and understand about each other, the closer we come to being united. So again, I want to remind you that this is not about you. This is about other people, past, present, and future. This is about the students that you teach and the people you are teaching them about. This is about listening, correcting past mistakes, and doing what's right. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, this is Gene Catani. I just want to say thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you, Ms. Dettlinger.
Thank you.
Emily, can you hear me?
Carolyn?
Yes.
I was going to say regarding Emily's letter, I thought it was well written as well. And we are listening. No one just compliment you. I think you did a great job presenting your case. And keep up the great work in that third grade class. So thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, thanks.
just give us 1 minute and we'll call the next person.
Yep.
Gene, could you give us a testing?
Excuse me?
Good. All right, we'll call the next person. Thank you, Jesse. Good morning, Mr. Conti. This is Pete Crawley with the Manasquan Public School District. You're on speaker.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're on speakerphone with the Board of Ed. If you could introduce yourself with your name and address, and then you can make your comment.
Sure. My name is Matt Conti. I currently live in Philadelphia. I graduated Manasquan class 2009. And I also wanted to speak about the letter from Henry Montgomery. I think that it is the right thing to do. I think the board and the administration should really put some focus on it. Personally, I love Manasquan. I'm proud to be from high school. A lot of my family went there. I played sports. I come back every year for the improv show. I subbed at the school. I was a assistant hockey coach for 2 years. I am invested in Manasquan. And I really don't think any of that matters. I think that people online are saying that you need to go play for the football team or something like that. I don't think any of that really makes anyone's opinion on the mascot any more or less valid. You don't really even have to have loved your time at Manasquan to know that this changing of mascot is the right thing to do. I think that we all know that it's appropriation, it's mocking, not only offensive to Native Americans, but it's harmful to non-Native children who grew up thinking Native Americans are others, as objects, as things, when we treat them as things. I understand that the logo represents everything that's great and strong and empowering and resilient about Manasquan, but that's not because of the logo. It's because the logo represents the school, which is a place that is sometimes great and strong and empowering and resilient. We're not defined by the cartoon that we wear on our clothes, but by our actions and our behavior and our character. And I don't think that anything new would fail to represent those things because that's who we aspire to be. And I think it would be really a great place to start by making this really simple gesture. And in addition to that, I don't think we should let any of the controversy about the mascot overshadow anything else that Emmy wrote in her letter. The other 90% of it was extremely important, and I really think the school should focus on it. We should be teaching our children history, ideas, literature, art of all the many different cultures, privilege, oppression, teaching them to be inclusive and open-minded. You know, for some reason, I personally read J.D. Salinger and Ernest Hemingway like years before I read James Baldwin. I think that's a shame. If we're going to try to honor Native Americans, maybe we could teach about Sherman Alexie or Louise Erdrich. She has great children's literature. Joy Harjo has great poetry. They're all Native writers that we could probably include in our curriculum. I mean, you don't need some random person on the phone to tell you that. You can probably do your own research on that. But yeah, I really think that the board should consider the letter. I think it's the right thing to do. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Well, thank you very much for joining you. We appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. All right, I got an email from the first person we called, so we'll try them again. They're new. They're available now.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Cardelfi. How are you doing? This is Pete Crawley from the Manasquan Public School District.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You're on speakerphone with the Board of Ed. If you could please introduce yourself with your name and your address, and then you're welcome to make your comment.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cam Kadelphi. I'm a graduate of Dennis Bond High School. I live in New York right now. I was at 1863 Cornelia Street, so I'm not, in the area, but I just think it's very important to take what Emmy has done seriously and to actually be open to some sort of change. And I think, I just wanted to make sure I was able to give my comments and my support to her and to be able to talk to all of you. And I think that'll be my comments. I just wanted to call in and make sure that my support was heard. Thank you.
Okay. We appreciate that.
Okay, and one left here. One second.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Boyle. How are you doing? This is Pete Crawley with the Manasquan Public School District.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're on speakerphone with the Board of Education. If you could please introduce yourself with your name and address, and then you can make your public comment.
Yeah. My name is Gene Boyle. I live at 140 Norwood Avenue in Avon, and I'm an alumni of Communications High School, the class of 2015. And while I never attended Manasquan High School, I did participate in sports during all three seasons. I was on the cross country, swimming, and track team throughout my high school career. And I'm here to discuss the letter and petition that is circulating regarding issues of gender and racial inclusivity at the high school, as well as Native American imagery that most of the sports teams have used on uniforms and other team clothing. And I want to echo some of the previous comments by stating unequivocally that I come here with no animosity towards the BOE, the athletics department, or the high school. Even as someone who had a limited experience in MHS, I made many friends on the sports teams I was part of, and I was proud to participate on the teams that ended up being very successful. My senior year cross country team was a top finisher in our division, and we were able to advance to the state sectional finals. During my time on the boys swim team, we consistently placed in the top five of the short conference and had a great swim meet record, and the track team was equally successful. However, as a participant in sports at MHS, there was not one season where I was not forced to wear clothing with Native American images, either on my uniform or on the clothing that the members purchased. And like many high school students at the time, I saw nothing wrong with this. However, since graduating and moving on to Rutgers, where I encountered a much more diverse community of students and faculty, I learned just how harmful these images are. And then I think while the term warrior is fairly vague, when consistently paired with Native American images, it reproduces the false narrative that indigenous peoples were all violent savages. What the true history shows is that it was in fact European colonizers who were the primary sources of violence when encountering Native peoples. And the Bloody Lenape, which the warrior mascot seemingly pays homage to, were actually highly peaceful people who were driven off their land by illegal manipulation and or the barrel of a gun. This was history that was not widely taught in our schools. According to Pastor John Orwood, Manitoba Lenape Tribal Councilman in New Jersey, students might be surprised to know that, quote, we have never looked at the Southwestern stereotype, that we never lived in teepees in New Jersey, that we have a complex and beautiful culture, that playing Indian lettering or regalia is disappropriate in our cultural and drug practices and insulting to many of us. I believe that as a place of learning, MHS should not perpetuate these false and racist narratives and instead make a meaningful effort to include discussions on colonialism, white supremacy, racism, and discrimination within its curriculum. Had I actually been taught these crucial issues, I surely would have had a much different perspective on the uniforms that I wore. And I understand for many people that the warrior mascot and image has been a Manasquan tradition. I will not deny the deep sympathies of many people in this community for the mascot. However, I also think we need to reflect critically on what is our actual tradition. It's hard to justify how non-Native people can claim that their tradition involves false representation themselves as Native Americans, while consistent Indigenous people who claim these images for themselves. And after generational struggles against efforts to eradicate all traces of their culture, family bonds, language, and land claims, the traditions that come with being a member of a Native tribe are considered sacred, not entertainment. The reality is, as a majority white town for generations, Indigenous people have unfortunately not been a part of the Manitowan tradition. And any claim to the contrary is a gross attempt to rewrite history and ignore the legacies of violence that cleared this land of native people in order to construct European settlements. I understand the issues about NAFTA that come up in previous years. However, I ask that we not reduce this discussion to a simple conversation about images. While this is a letter from one of whose symbols, it is also an attempt to start a broader conversation about how these symbols represent what we are teaching our students and, more importantly, what we have deliberately neglected from teaching them. As I'm sure you're aware, we live in a time of great peril, but it also seems to be a long overdue moment of national reckoning. We think it is incumbent on all communities, particularly privileged communities like Manitowan, to fully come to terms with the histories of oppression and exclusion within our town. We have an opportunity to begin fostering the next generation of kids who will work to build a more equal and just world, and I think it starts with the changes of this one, like this letter has proposed. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Well done. Okay. All right, Gene, that concludes public comment.
Okay, great. All right, so that brings us to the Manitowan general items. Does anyone need any anything separated out, items 9 and 10?
Gene, I just want to let Sandy know that I'm here, Tom Pellegrino.
Yep. Does anyone have any questions on 9 and 10? Pete, I have a quick one. That's just a end of the year reallocation of funds.
Yeah, no, it is. It's taking those accounts are the class of 14 through 19's fundraised money. So it's basically just liquidating that into the general fund.
Okay. Do we have a motion for items 9 and 10?
Motion.
Alexis.
Second. Tom.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, did Mr. Serino leave the meeting?
Nope, still here, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Carried.
Okay, it moves us. We don't have any sending district items today, so it's going to bring us to old and new business. Does anyone have any old business? Any new business? I have a couple quick things on new business. We're going to be organizing two ad hoc committees that I'll need a couple volunteers for. I'll send out an email as well, but if you're interested, let me know. One is the reopening committee to discuss how we're going to reopen our schools in September now that we have the governor's guidance. And the second is we're going to organize an equity committee, which is going to talk about what we heard about in public session today, diversity within our curriculum, and look at that and make sure we're covering what we need to cover. So if anyone wants to be again, I'll send out an email, but if anyone wants to be on those committees, just let me know.
Hey, Gene, if I may?
Yep.
I also want to start an equity committee in regards to the administration and teachers here, and I hope that we can collaborate between the board equity committee and the teachers and administrators equity committee to take a deep dive into the curriculum that's being offered here and take a look at some of the suggestions that we hear as
yep.
we move forward. Yep. I think we have to take an appraisal of what we're doing and formally adopt some changes that might be necessary. I don't know. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. So anyone, just let me know if you'd like to participate and we'll get those moving. Does anyone have any other business, new business, old business? All right, that moves us to executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act, provides that the Manasquan Board of Education hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of nine subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act, and whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business, and whereas the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when a public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Manasquan Board of Education shall go into executive session to discuss the following items: personnel matters and hiring. And we're not discussing collective bargaining, correct, Pete?
We can discuss it, yes.
Okay, and collective bargaining. Items discussed in the executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to go into executive session? Anyone?
Bruce, yes.
Martin, Bruce.
Second, Alexis.
Let me know. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we should be good.
Okay, roll call, Sandy.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Fiore? Mr. Hovener? Mr. Angolia?
Here.
Mr. Lenhart? Mr. Loffredo?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Do we have a motion for the Manasquan personnel item 14?
Yes.
Second.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Do we have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District personnel item 15?
Yes.
Second.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Be quiet. Carrie.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Mrs. Serino says yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Serino. I love your mask.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.